All right, welcome back here to Deland High School, and my pleasure to welcome in an old coach, Lucas Dobbs, of that 1998 state championship basketball team that was honored here between games with an induction into the CHS Hall of Fame. Lucas, welcome to Lake Deland now. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. It's been quite a while.
Hey, thanks for having us, Dennis. It's great to see you.
Great to see you. You're looking good.
Thank you.
Before we talk about what Lucas Dobbs is up to now, what did it feel like down there to stand with eight of your 12 teammates from that state championship team? That was a special moment.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was great to see some of these guys. I haven't seen a few of them for probably 20 years now, so it was great to catch up with them, and just a special honor. Joe touched on it a little bit in his video, but, you know, I was driving over and thinking about all the guys that came before us, and the Jason Nickel and the Michael Young and Gary Schmidt and even the Brooke and Jeff and those guys, and just all that culminated with that team. So it was pretty special.
It was. It was a great run. Quality players, quality people on that team as well. I think that makes it a little bit more special bond for you guys. You got a chance to gather up, I know, with Coach at his place. That must have been fun.
It was a great time, yeah. We spent about an hour before we came down just catching up, and he had some stuff laid out. We tried to get him to put on some of the film, but he couldn't find anybody to get the VHS rolled over onto digital. So
it's probably crusted and dry by now.
It's got to be somewhere, though. Somebody's got a copy.
So, Luke, what are you up to now?
I'm an assistant principal at O'Day High School over in Seattle.
They have some pretty good basketball there at O'Day.
They do. We got some good basketball. I was on the coaching staff there for the last 4 years, and we won a state championship last year. Had to give that up, though, with this assistant principal job. So, but yeah, it's been great. It's a great community.
I want to let you know that I saw online, we live streamed the Hall of Fame induction on our Facebook page, and it'll be up there, by the way, if you want to watch it later on Lake Chelan Now. But your dad was watching in Arizona, so he said to say hello and gave it a thumbs up, and nice that he could be a part of it that way.
Awesome, yeah. They've been so supportive, and I got between them and my sisters, and I just got so many messages today like, hey, trying to get up there, want to be there to support you, so proud of you. So, yeah, absolutely.
I also want to ask you a little bit here. I know you recently got to make a trip to Brooklyn with Coach Joe, and I believe Brooke Nickel was there, and Jeff Carlson, to see number 12 Joey Buckets. That must have been a fun time.
So cool. Like, just seeing him and those in that atmosphere, and the way that people respond to him and how he treats everybody. We got to go on the last day there. We got to go pregame. Every player takes a turn, and they get their 15 minutes to go out on the court with three or four coaches that kind of work them out. And just see Joe come out, and there were little kids around and old people, and you can tell he didn't know any of them, but he's going around and takes the time to shake everybody's hand and say, how you doing? And just such a special experience to be able to share that with that family, and they're such a neat group for us, and it's pretty awesome.
Everybody you talk to, I know I had Phil up here earlier talking to Phil Cullen, and I know he's so happy for what Joey has accomplished in the NBA, and I think he's most pleased by the respect that Joe has garnered.
Absolutely. Like, to a person, you know, Sean Marks, the general manager, will come up. The owner, Joe Tsai, who's a gajillionaire, who comes over and says hi to Joe, and they think so highly of that whole family and everything that he stands for and what he's about. And, you know, he's just done it the right way, and the way his teammates respect him, and it's pretty incredible to watch and just be a part of that and watch him work hard and see his dedication pay off.
Now, you mentioned, I know you got family, so how many kids?
I got two girls, Alice and Margo. They're 6 and 9. They can't shoot a basketball to save their life, but
what's that all about?
They're going to be gymnasts and dancers, and they got other talents, but not that yet, so we'll see.
And do they have fun coming over to Lake Chelan in the summer with Grandma and Grandpa?
They do, absolutely. We try to get over here for at least a week and get in the lake and do all that. So, yeah, it's great.
All right. Hey, thanks for stopping by, bud. Enjoy the night.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Lucas Dobbs, a member of that state championship team from 1998, and he was a good one.